Well, good morning, everybody. This is a proper Christmas morning. There's nobody here at 25 past. And happy Christmas to everybody. There's a lot of excitement. We're going to look at some presents. I hope you brought presents. There's some pretty awful ties that might need examination. And a baby in Christmas gear. Look at that. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get soppy, Alexis. Okay, we'll sing our first hymn in a moment, but let's just pray. We thank you, Lord, for this exciting day. We've come here because to celebrate your birthday. And forgive us if we've been thinking of stockings and turkeys and things like that, important things like that. But right now, we're just thankful that you came to earth, born that happy morning as we've just been singing. So lead us now, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Only one bit of bad news, and that's you've stuck with me, because Clive is not very well today. So you had 5 minutes, because we're 5 minutes late, and none of you ran away, so you got yourselves to blame. Let's sing our first hymn then, 83. Christmas present already. Have you got one? Uh-huh. Darth Vader's arrived. Come on then, Harrison. Okay, let's see what it does. Turn around and show. Yeah.
Looks like it can fix the plumbing as well. Very good.
Anything else? Come on, let's have a look. What have you got? You can't go wrong. This is what I got.
wrong church.
I was going to say we lock the doors and get rid of those ties. Yes, I'm going to model myself on Kate Adie or somebody like that. After this hymn, after this carol, which is 47, we're going to do sword drill. Has anybody ever done a sword drill? But to do sword drill, you need a Bible, and there's some scattered around. It's not difficult if you've never done this before. But during the singing of this hymn, if you get a Bible, there are very impressive presents. And in fact, there's one present. Well, there's three presents, but they're all the same thing. Oh, okay. So, tingling in anticipation, turn to 47. Away in a Manger. I've got three pieces of frankincense. You see, you come to Habersham Baptist Church and you can actually win frankincense. Real frankincense. In its raw state. But I'm not giving it away easily. This is how the sword drill works, if you've never played sword drill. You have to get a Bible. Very good. Yes, it is. Lucy's going to have a baby in February. Very exciting. Very exciting. This is how sword drill works. And people get... I'm going to be keeping a close eye on you, because I know that some of you start before you're supposed to. So, you draw swords. Okay. You stick your swords in your scabbard. Draw swords. I then say the verse, and you wait until I say charge. And the first one who wins it shouts out. Okay?
Well, finds the verse.
You want to run? The first one that finds the verse shouts out. Oh, don't make it so complicated. It's not very difficult. Right, this is the hardest one. Middle of the Bible. Swords and scabbards. Draw swords. Wait until I say charge. This is Isaiah. Find Isaiah. Hey, wait! Find Isaiah. Nick? Yeah, I know. Psalms, and then go forward about three, okay? Right. Wait! You definitely, your counsel, your... Right, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. Charge! Right. Okay, then, Beth. Hang on, everybody got there? Oh, Lucy. Lucy's got there after everybody else. Right. Go on then, Beth. Verse 14, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good, Beth. Beth? Frankincense, by the way, was more valuable than gold when Jesus was born. Yeah? Draw sword. Swords and scabbards. This is much easier. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Draw swords. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Charge! Carol's quick there. Charge! Right. Right. Luke 2, chapter. Who is it? Okay. Everybody got there? All right, hang on. Yeah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. The raw material here. Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Okay, right. Very good. You've won yourself a piece of, in fact, two pieces. Your last chance. Put it in the bin afterwards. don't do that. It's very precious, more precious than gold. It's actually an essential oil, and it's distilled, and it comes off. And you actually have it in your home. It's in toothpaste. It's on pills. It's lotions. You'll all have a little bit of frankincense at home already, so don't worry too much. Yeah, you can burn it, and it's obviously used in churches and so on. We could try that one day, couldn't we? I've never actually tried. This is right off a tree. Literally, it comes off a gum tree. This was right then. Okay, one more. Swords and scabbards. I'm watching you, Carol. And draw swords. Right, this is, you have to listen carefully to this one, end of your Bible. 1 John 5:11. Charge. Find Revelations, work backwards. 1 John. Oh, Rita's got one. Hang on then. I haven't got there yet. This is. Very good. Fabian's found it. Well done. Can you read that, Fabian?
And this is the test that God has given us an eternal life, and his life in his Son.
Well done. Good. You don't mind if I give it to Fabian?
Would you like some...
I'll give you a special prize, Rita, later. I'll bring one in for you. Oh, that was exciting, wasn't it? I'm not quite sure where we got to. Where have we got to? 4:25, is it? 4:25. Let's sing the next carol in 4:25.
Yeah.
Have you ever woken in the morning with a song in your head? Yeah, and you just can't get rid of it, can you? Yeah. I woke this morning. I got the message that Claire wasn't well, and you know, you think, well, what can I talk about? Oh, somebody's cut. Is that just somebody walking past? Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't see that. Yeah. And it's that. This is what I it's a hymn actually. Hymn 33. I woke, the dungeons flamed with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Anybody not know that one? Don't put your hand up. No, so that was in my head. It just round and round and round in my head this morning, and I was feeding the cattle. So I looked it up, and it's not a story you're going to expect to hear at Christmas Day, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway, because Christmas actually is, you know, it's lovely, isn't it, when we're like this? But some people find it hard. This is a very hard story to hear. There was a man named James, whose brother was called John and mother was called Mary. And Herod had killed him with a sword. And these were brutal times. And the man that ordered it was called Herod. You heard of him? And that was the end of James. And people got very frightened. And the Jews, other Jews, not the disciples, thought, yeah, right on. And Herod thought, yeah, this is, they approve of this. Let's go for the troublemaker. Let's go for Peter. So he arrested Peter. And it was just before the Passover, so he couldn't kill him. But he had him bound in chains, stripped, I think, if you read the passage, bound in chains in a dungeon, I'm guessing like this. And he had 4x4 soldiers guarding him. There's not going to be any light in there, is it? It's going to be dank and very stinky. And there were 2 guards and another 2 guards outside the city, and then the city gates. 4x4, so every 3 hours, the guard would shift. How he went to sleep, Peter, I don't know. Can't. I'm guessing he's like this, because that's what it says, if you find the passage. And he somehow, I don't know, as he slumped forward and his eyes are shut. You can read a description of it in verse 33. And he suddenly felt this, I'm guessing on his side. It says an angel came and tapped his side. And the room is full of piercing light. And the angel says, quickly, get up. And at that, the chains just fell off his hands. Am I dreaming? And the angel says, put your clothes on. And he put his clothes on, not knowing what was going on. And the angel says, hurry, come, follow me. And they walked out. Piercing light through the first 2 guards. I don't know how far it was. Let's say it was 50 yards. Through the second 2 guards, out of the prison, to the city gates, which just opened. He walked through the city gates, down. This is the middle of the night, down the end of the street. Angel was leading him, and suddenly the angel disappeared. Can you imagine? Is that a dream? It's not a dream. Where am I? And he, did he run? They were going to kill him. he ran carefully. And he went to Mary, the mother of John's house. I guess they were all in there praying, actually. And banged on the door. Now, in these places, still today, you know, everything's very secure and there's an outside door. And there would have been a little slit. Look through to see who it is. You don't just open the door, especially with all this going on. And it was the housemaid. She went, "It's Peter!" And she shut it and ran off. And he could hear she was excited. And I like to think he grinned. I hope I'm not going to be recording. She ran in. All the disciples were praying in the inner room. And she said, "It's Peter! It's Peter! It's Peter! He's alive!" You know, not making, "For goodness sakes, woman, pull yourself together. It's Peter's... Peter's in prison. Peter's at the door!" Peter's at the door. They couldn't believe it. Came in, shut the door. See if there were any soldiers after him. They weren't. He came in and he told the incredible story of what had happened. And then he left. It was very dangerous being associated with this man, Jesus. He left and went somewhere else to hide until things subsided. It didn't end well for the soldiers. So turn to the 33.
Oh, sorry.
You see, I get this all the time. Verse 33. So Christmas can be tough for a lot of people. And this Jesus, who we're here celebrating, can actually do this kind of thing. Break chains free, and we see life in a completely different light. Peter's still in danger. It's not suddenly dead easy. But following him just is the most extraordinary thing. And read what happened. This is a song written actually by Wesley. Look, he catches the story so well. I'm going to just read from verse 4. "Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's right. Then thine eye diffused a quickening grace." So that's when I woke. The dungeons flamed with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. So this fantastic hymn, it comes from that very story I just told. "No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own." Has consequences following this guy, but what words, what story? And after that bit of excitement, we have to think about how we're going to sing the last of our carols, which is "O Come All Ye Faithful," which is 491. To families and so on. And bless us now with your parting, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a very good Christmas. Turkey should be good. Or not burnt anyway.